It's Wednesday, October 23rd, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has learned that a Christian woman in Indonesia will be tried for a blasphemy law against Islam despite having a serious mental illness. In late June, Suzeth Margaret, age 52, wore sandals and brought her dog into the Al Munawwara Mosque, an act deemed offensive to Muslims because dogs are considered ritually impure. In the video documenting the event, she was seen arguing with mosque caretakers. She can be heard saying that she is a Christian and demanding to know about her ex-husband, who was going to marry another woman in the mosque later that day. In an interview on the Campaign HQ podcast, hosted by former Obama advisor David Plouffe, Hillary Clinton suggested that the Russians are quote-unquote grooming one of the Democratic primary candidates to launch a third-party presidential campaign.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. She's a favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. They know they can't win without a third-party candidate. I don't know who it's going to be, but I will guarantee you they'll have a vigorous third-party challenge in the key states that they most need it.
Many political observers inferred that Clinton was referencing Hawaiian Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, one of the 12 Democratic presidential candidates. Gabbard insisted that she would not be running as a third-party candidate, reports CBS News.
I will not be leaving the Democratic Party. I will not be running as an independent or a third-party candidate. I am running as a Democrat to take our party back, away from the control of people like Hillary Clinton and the warmongering and corrupt, powerful establishment.
Gabbard explains why Hillary Clinton has suggested that she is a foreign agent.
This long-held foreign policy of the United States, of which Hillary Clinton was a champion of for a very long time, of going around the world, acting as the world's police, overthrowing and toppling dictators that we don't like, wars that I've served in, the war in Iraq, the toppling of Gaddafi in Libya, and the ongoing regime change war in Syria. And this is the reason why she and her minions are trying to smear me, smear my character, and undermine my campaign, labeling me as a foreign agent, as a traitor to my country.
In a surprising 11-1 decision, a Texas jury returned a verdict on Monday that will prevent a father from intervening in the gender transition of his 7-year-old son, reports the Washington Examiner. Jeffrey Younger had petitioned a court in Texas to grant him sole custody of his twin sons, James and Jude, in part to avoid a plan to infuse James with female hormones. James, who would like to be called Luna, has been the center of controversy. Anne Jorgulis, the mother of the two boys, has advocated for James to transition into Luna and has strongly backed the idea of chemically castrating her son and beginning hormone replacement therapy. Matt Walsh, the conservative writer and speaker of the Daily Wire, started the hashtag #ProtectJamesYounger, which has had over 41,000 tweets. To their shame, Twitter has been suppressing the hashtag, reports LifeSiteNews.com. After Pastor Keith Simon at the Crossing Church in Columbia, Missouri, preached a biblical sermon on the issue of gender dysphoria on Sunday, October 13th, homosexual and transgender activists fought back. Gender dysphoria is the conflict between a person's God-ordained gender and the opposite gender, which they claim is their true self. On October 18th, Pastor Simon wrote an op-ed column in the Missourian in which he said, quote, "I preached a sermon last Sunday on what the book of Genesis means when it says that God created us male and female. Given our cultural moment, it was unavoidable that I address the controversial and sensitive topic of transgenderism," end quote. Pastor Simon said, quote, "We believe that all trans people are made in God's image," end quote. However, he affirmed Genesis 1:27, which speaks to, quote, "living by God's design for sex and gender, which is the best way to promote human welfare," end quote. Rapper Kanye West told his wife, Kim Kardashian, that he no longer likes seeing her wear outfits that are too revealing, especially out in public, after declaring that he's a born-again Christian, reports the Christian Post. The couple's debate was documented on a recent episode of the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She said, quote, "Just because you're on a journey in transformation does not mean that I'm in the same spot with you," end quote, referring to his newfound faith in Christ. 1 Timothy 2, verse 9 says, "I also want the women to dress modestly, with decency and propriety." And finally, when the driver of an SUV accidentally rammed into a log truck in Georgia earlier this month, 40 logs smashed and impaled his car to smithereens. Miraculously, according to Whitfield County Fire Chief Edward O'Brien, the logs left a gap where the man's head was, reports WorldNetDaily.com. He said, quote, "It was as if it was almost created just for his head," end quote. No doubt the SUV driver is echoing the words of David from Psalm 31, verse 15. "My life is in your hands." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, October 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.